Hi everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. I know the Monday blues may be hitting you hard right now. I know, I am still in the holiday mood. I can barely recover from my 4-day break of Double Tenth Day.
还想继续放假啦。
I was just so excited that I finally got to relax and get some rest. 我超级久没有回去南投老家了，连假的时候终于可以回家休息一下。
So, what do you usually do during your day offs?
你们放假的时候都在做什么呢?
Other than going out or staying in bed all day, we still have to do some chores that we are too busy to do on weekdays, such as doing the laundry and cleaning the house.
You know what I hate most when I'm cleaning my kitchen? Cockroaches. Especially the ones that can fly. They are just nasty. I wish that they didn't exist most of the time. But according to today's video, some really bad things might happen if all the cockroaches disappeared. The video also describes a worst case scenario of what could happen if we lost all the insects in the world. Maybe you'll be more grateful for cockroaches after watching it. But for now, we have to take a look at our sentence of the day.Over 500 species of these grisly undertakers live worldwide, devouring dead flesh until nothing but bone remains. 慢一点再来一次。Over 500 species of these grisly undertakers live worldwide, devouring dead flesh until nothing but bone remains.发音的部分首先要注意的是 species， species 有两个长音 e， 然后中间是 sh 的音，所以是 species， species， 然后 these 呢也是一样长音的 e， 然后结尾是发 z 的音哦， these， these。下一个很难念的字是 worldwide， worldwide 的 rl 在一起的时候音超级难念， earl， earl， worldwide， worldwide。再来看到 devouring， devouring 的 ou 发的是 ow 的音，跟 our 我们的是一样的音， devour， devour， 嘴巴要打开来啊，然后再往内卷，呜， ow， devour， devouring。然后最后一个字 remains， remains， ai 发的是长音 a， 嘴巴要往旁边张开， remains。我们再来看看抑扬顿挫，今天的句子比较短，没有什么明显的起伏，但是在讲到数字 500 species 的时候可以稍稍上扬，像是这样。Over 500 species of these grisly undertakers live worldwide. 然后看到逗点，停顿一下，吸口气。Devouring dead flesh until nothing but bone remains. 最后几个字也是音调可以往下来表示句子的结束。好的，现在来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个单字是 species， species 是名词，意思是动植物的物种啊，种类。要注意的是它这个字呢是单复数同形哦。For example, Formosan black bears are an endangered species， 台湾黑熊是个濒临绝种的物种。那或者是 there are 16,000 species of trees in the Amazon rainforest， 亚马逊雨林中有16,000个树种。第二个单字我们来看到 grizzly， grizzly 是形容词，意思是令人厌恶的、恐怖的或是可怕的。 For example, the family of the murder victim grieved over his grizzly death， 谋杀案受害者的家属因他的惨死而悲痛不已。有另外一个很容易搞混的单字就是 grizzly， G-R-I-Z-Z-L-Y， 它的意思就是斑驳灰白的，像是 grizzly bear 就是北美大灰熊，虽然它们的发音几乎一样，但是意思差很多，不要搞混咯。第三个单字我们来看到 worldwide， worldwide 的意思是全世界，全世界的，可以当作副词也可以当作形容词来使用。 A fear of terrorism has spread worldwide since the attacks took place， 自从恐攻事件发生以来，对恐怖主义的恐惧席卷了全球。或是当形容词的话，就是 The severe violent clashes during the demonstration has drawn worldwide attention， 示威运动中严重的暴力冲突引起了全世界的关注。最后一个单字我们要来看到的是 devour， 它是个动词，意思是狼吞虎咽，吞食。 For example, the birthday boy is devouring his big slice of chocolate cake，
寿星男孩正狼吞虎咽着一大块巧克力蛋糕。那 devour 也可以指吞噬或是毁灭。For example, the tsunami ruthlessly devoured the entire fishing village. 海啸无情地吞噬了整个渔村。那如果是用被动态 to be devoured by something, 意思就是被某种情感吞噬，充满了某种情感。像是 the widow has been devoured by grief since the death of her loving husband. 自从深情的丈夫过世以后，那名寡妇就被悲痛给吞噬。今天的句子里面呢，有一个很有趣的用法，就是 nothing but。Nothing but 就等于 only， 只是只有的意思。For example, my family provides me with nothing but unconditional love。我的家庭只给了我毫无条件的爱。那我要在这边补充几个相关的用法。第一个是 anything but。Anything but 的意思是根本不、绝不，就像是 not at all 或 in no way 的意思。For example, you must have misunderstood him because as far as I know, he is anything but a bully. 你一定误会他了，因为就我所知，他根本不是个恶霸。然后 everything but 的意思是除了某物之外的全部、所有都是，或者是唯独不。像是 she is good at everything but math， 她什么都拿手，唯独不擅长数学。下一个呢是 all but， 要特别注意哦， all but 的意思是几乎、差不多。For example, it is all but impossible for a woman to work during her pregnancy， 女性几乎不可能在怀孕时工作。好的， let's go through our sentence one last time. Over 500 species of these grisly undertakers live worldwide, devouring dead flesh until nothing but bone remains. So insects really are important to our planet Earth. I can't imagine surviving in a world without insect now. Well, I hope all insects can live well, but not in my house. 我希望所有蟑螂、蚂蚁、蚊子都好好活着，但是不要活在我家里。Alright, that's it for today's episode. What do you think of insects? Do you have any tips to keeping them out of your house? Leave a comment to let me know. And don't forget to record your own challenge. Thank you for listening. See you next time.